Hey guys, on today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about why consistency is important. And I firmly believe that if you are an inconsistent learner, then you will not succeed in life in general. So if you want to figure out how to grow your e-commerce business, keep learning. Every single day, learn. Learn, 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 learn. If you want to learn how to start an e-commerce business, you need to start learning. Learn, 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 learn about online business, e-commerce, and everything related to it. And you do this by searching Google for guides. You search YouTube for how-tos. And you can look at the Kindle store on Amazon for guides related to your keyword. And if you don't know how to find guides, just try to figure out like what you want to learn. Like if it's e-commerce, just type like e-commerce guide or dropshipping guide, you know, things like that. Shopify has a really good dropshipping guide, although I don't recommend their supplier sourcing section of that guide. Dropship Lifestyle has a great guide on their website, some free courses as well. We have a really great course at ecommerceparadise.com and freedropshipcourse.com. I created just for people who want to learn dropshipping. Authority Hacker Pro is a really good course, but you know, it's paid. There's a lot of free content on blogs out there. You can learn how to do affiliate marketing, and nichehacks.com is a really good website to learn. So you've got to be learning every single day. So what I do is I usually set time aside for learning, and staying consistent with that schedule is really important. So if you, you know, you have to think about yourself as a person. So think like, do I like to learn in the mornings, afternoons, or evening or nighttime? Whatever time of the day you're best at learning, inculcating information, taking notes, whatever, try to figure out how to block that time out from everything else, everybody else during the day. Just like as if you had to go to school at a classroom and take 1 hour chunks and do 1 hour on one subject or one course. So, you know, whatever it is. So take a course, a free course or YouTube videos or whatever, figure that course out and then block 1 hour at a time. And 1 hour is good because 1 hour usually is about as much time as the human brain can take in information without having to take like a long break, you know, and kind of relax for a little bit and really digest the information. So 1 hour chunks work best. I used to take 3 hour classes in community college from 7 to 10 p.m. 2-3 times a week back when I was first learning about business. And that was great because in one night I would learn a ton of information. But the problem with that was that the first thing was that I would have to take multiple breaks throughout the night, right? Which, that was okay, but, you know, it seemed like every single night I would learn way too much. And that's the second problem, is that you learn too much in one chunk and you're not going to be able to digest it fully. So you have to realize that, like, 1 hour chunks, and that's the reason why schools do this, is because 1 hour is just enough to go over just enough information so that you can get it in, digest it before your cup overfills. And you're not able to digest any more information. So try to stay consistent every single day with learning one new thing or, you know, 1 hour worth of stuff. And if you get really good at it, start doing 2 or 3 hours a day. And I highly recommend this and stay consistent with it because that means that you're going to grow way faster than your competitors. And it's what you learn that makes you more money in life, right? So definitely stay consistent with learning. The other thing you have to stay consistent with is taking action, getting past roadblocks and challenges, and you know, being fearless about making mistakes and failing. Because when it comes to online business, it's definitely the wild, wild west still. There's a few great gurus out there that I recommend learning from. One of them is Russell Brunson, and he made a book called Dot-Com Secrets and another one called Expert Secrets. And I highly recommend reading both of those books and watching his videos and subscribing and all that stuff, because he's a really great expert about internet marketing and building sales funnels to sell any kind of product, physical, digital, whatever. And he's a great mentor. Another guy that definitely offers a lot of awesome information and content is Anton Kraley of Dropship Lifestyle. And he's got a YouTube channel, so I like recommend you sign up for that. And then also sign up for his Performance Marketer YouTube channel. He's really good. And then there's a ton of other internet marketers out there that are really great with motivation. Maybe some guys that are great with SEO. One motivator I really like is Stefan Palermos of Project Life Mastery. So go check that out on YouTube. And Neil Patel is really great with marketing and SEO. Check out Neil Patel. And just definitely stay consistent with always pushing the boundaries of what you're good at. So if you're, you know, if you built a site and you're making money and all that, great. But, you know, in 3 months from now, 6 months from now, the algorithms could change and whatever traffic source you're driving might change. It might get more expensive or it might diminish and you might have to change your marketing efforts or You know, and if you aren't always pushing in different directions with your marketing, and you know, pushing hard, then you know, chances are your business will fall behind. Competitors will overtake you because they might know more. So you have to really be focusing on always pushing the boundaries of what you know in life and taking action. So it's not just about learning, it's about applying what you learn. And that's the application of your education that will make you riches. So, you know, learn, 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 but unless you apply, you're not going to get anywhere, right? So definitely, definitely, definitely don't be afraid to fail. Because, you know, I failed so many times. I spent so much money, wasted so much money on different programs and different tools and different things. It's just ridiculous. And, you know, but so what? Like, I'm making a lot of money and that's what matters. Okay, so don't be afraid to spend money on tools and programs because that's what's going to get you somewhere. Even if it's something that doesn't end up working out in the future, just understand that those same things are the ones that are going to lead you to things that do work out in the future. Okay. So the third thing I'd like to talk about today in the podcast is networking. You have to stay consistent with meeting people and networking with people that will get you somewhere in life, because without making the right connections in life and going to the right events and, you know, taking advantage of invitations and seminars and things like that, you're probably going to fall behind in your learning, and you're going to fall behind in taking action. Because more than just learning from a course, learning in person or learning from somebody who you're close with a friend or a mentor in person, that is so much more powerful than learning something by reading it or learning something by watching a video. Because in person-to-person interaction, even if it's just in a conference room with a bunch of other people learning from one person, but even better if it's in a small room with just you and them, or you know, you're taking someone out to lunch to ask them questions, pick their brain, that kind of stuff is super powerful, and you will take way more action on those things you learn from those sessions than you will ever take action on the things you learn from, you know, courses and especially from blog posts and stuff like that. It really makes a big difference when you get to see and feel somebody's emotional connection in person, and you trust them so much more when that happens. So you'll take their advice and really run with it and really take it in and feel it, you know, for a long time after that. So, you know, there's certain things that certain people have said that I've met in person that I take way more regard to than things that I read online for some reason. And it's just, you know, even whether it's the best advice or not, it's just because I met that person and, you know, I had a connection with them, you know, physically, emotionally, and I was able, you know, and that just, it matters to human beings. So I definitely recommend networking. Now, don't stop when you meet one person, right? Because, you know, people change and people are always moving around and stuff like that. So I recommend networking by you meet one person and then you meet people through that person. So you always make sure you go to networking events and parties and stuff like that where they're going to bring their friends, you'll bring your friends, and you can meet their friends and your friends meet their friends and stuff like that. That's important. Okay. So always be networking and always be making new connections and connect with those people and learn from them and ask them questions and pick their brain and don't ever be afraid to ask questions. You know, always feel good about it, because by asking somebody a question, you're actually showing them respect and appreciation. And that's the one thing that gives someone a boost of endorphins and makes them feel good is appreciation and respect, right? So asking somebody a question is actually good for them and they're going to love you for that, as opposed to what you might think, which is that, oh, you're, you know, bothering them somehow by asking them a question, which is the opposite of what's true, right? So by asking them a question, you're showing them that you consider them a friend. And, you know, if they consider you a friend, then they'll answer you back. If you do ask someone a question and they don't answer you back, then maybe they have other priorities or, you know, they're, you know, whatever, they're not even around their phone or something like that, and that's okay. So you just have to understand that. And, you know, don't have too much respect for people where you're afraid to ask them questions. You know, have the right amount of respect where, yes, you respect them time and you're not going to ask them too many questions, but at the same time that you respect them as a human being and you know that they know a lot of stuff, so you would like to ask them questions because, you know, you want to get somewhere too, and you respect them because you want to show them respect and admiration. All right, so those are the three things I think you should stay consistent with every single day. To recap, it's all about learning consistently. It's all about taking action consistently and being fearless of failure, and networking consistently. So you can actually meet people in person, especially mentors, people that have been there where you want to be, and communicating with them and asking them questions. All right, well, I hope you found this podcast useful. I really want to, you know, make sure that you understand consistency is the key to success in life. So stay consistent and get out there and do your thing and be fearless, and you'll get somewhere. Definitely sign up to the YouTube channel and subscribe to the podcast and check out ecommerceparadise.com to get our free guides. And we'll see you guys out there. Take care.